Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the tell me, you've been to your physician, look at you, there's been no change in your condition, reach out and touch the master's robe, there's healing for your mind. Body and your soul, yes there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Lord. Oh, people work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are, come on and tell them.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right
come
now.
On,
come on, open up your mouth and just thank him right now. Right where you are, amen. Come on, enter in with all faith, trusting God for a mighty move in your life and those in your family right now. If you would just receive on today with us, said the Lord, and be changed, amen. Be delivered and set free, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How many know that God is able, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's just thank God right now for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's about to do, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is my prayer right now that God would increase our faith even the more, that we can receive the miracle that's already working on the inside, amen, hallelujah to your name, God. Come on now, let's enter in, give God some praise right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh Father God, as we come this day, we come believing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh, God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, it's you that have kept us, amen. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, hallelujah, for remembering us on today and those in our family, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. To save us, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for all the good things in our life. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for you are the creator of all things good. Father God, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence is the fullness of our joy, and in your presence we are complete and whole. In your presence we have purpose. Because of your presence we are glad to be here, amen. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace out that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through the storms that come into our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence in our life. And then, hallelujah to your name, Lord Jesus. Have your way right now. Oh, Father God, we come humbling ourselves this morning under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's out of you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we come asking God, Lord, that we may receive forgiveness, oh God. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our sins of known and unknown sins, and then sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Amen. Oh, Lord, creating us a clean heart, oh Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. Please do not take your Holy Spirit away from us, but restore us to the joy of our salvation. Baptize us right now with our Holy Ghost and with our fire, God. Let us receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we confess the sin of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. We decree the power. We have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven, and we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we war from this plane and realm. We decree and declare the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal and assign the angels up to reinforce that we are to advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms of territory. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Amen. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, Lord God, hallelujah, that you bless us. Amen. As we come seeking these first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, we decree and declare that all our needs is met. Amen. We decree and declare that, hallelujah, that blessings are running us down and are taking us over. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will hear us. We, your holy name, Father God, we come against every hindering spirit. We come against every, hallelujah, every spirit of procrastination, stagnation, limitation. We come against every spirit of destruction and death. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, fear. We come against every spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. We come against the spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, and bitterness. We come against every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit that's operating in us or those in our family, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare deliverance on today. That we're delivered from every stronghold, soul tying, messenger of Satan. Amen. We decree and declare we will not be denied. We will not take any counterfeits, any substitutes. We decree and declare no more setbacks. Amen. No more missed opportunities. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who conquered the world. Amen. We decree and declare that great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory on today. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Oh, Lord, cleanse our minds by the washing of your word, with your water, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, oh Lord. Get the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, set a watch over our mouths and keep the door of our lips. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruits of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion and your secret place with the Most High God. Lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. We decree and declare that we have integrity in whom the Son sets free. We reiterate right now that we are free indeed. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Deuteronomy 32 and 13 and Job 29 and 6, make us to ride in the hot places of the earth, to eat the increase of the field, to suck the honey out the rocks, wash over our steps with butter, and cause all to flow out the flinty rocks. We decree and declare that our past is past, and we press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And then, oh Lord, forgive us, Father God, for carnality. Watch our minds and hidden agendas. We decree and declare that our feet have been loosed from the snare of the enemy, which causes bondage, immobility, and paralysis. Father God, we decree and declare that we have a free passage right now, and that we are free to advance, to fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we ask, oh God, save those in our home, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. Oh, Lord, turn it around right now for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to destroy false memories, lies of the enemy, unrighteous agreements, bad attitudes, bad thoughts, ungodly and negative impressions, imprints according to John 14 and 14. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to, oh Lord, help us and those of our family. Oh Lord, we ask that you cleanse our minds with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Of all thoughts and preconceived ideas that do not conform to your will and destiny for our lives, and that's the way, hallelujah, you will want us to believe and speak of. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to prevent our minds from deceiving us in any way. Lord Jesus, we ask you to do all these things according to John 14 and 14. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us these things according to John 16 and 23 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough this morning, oh God. You have truly kept us, oh God. You have truly blessed us, oh God. We would not deserve, no God. You saved us in the midst of our sins, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, your word says in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, that to call upon you, you will show us great and mighty things that we do not know. So, Lord God, we come to you, and we cry out, and we call to you, creator of the universe. We ask you to show us great and mighty things of the unfathomable riches of your glory and splendor, all that you are. Help us to plumb the depth of your being and know you. We worship you, and we praise your holy name. Amen. Blessed be your holy name, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. We ask that you come right now, Lord Jesus Christ, and hallelujah, take your rightful place on the throne of our life. We give it to you right now and for eternity, for we belong to you, amen? And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, as the word goes forth this morning out of the mouth of your minister, Lord, remove every hindering way, oh God, of the enemy, oh God. Remove every stumbling block, amen, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch his mouth, oh God, amen. Anoint his mouth, oh God, his ears, his eyes, oh God, that he would hear from you, oh God. Speak your word with the boldness and the confidence of the Holy Ghost, amen. He will see, hallelujah, visions, amen. Hallelujah, prophesy in truth, amen, according to your word, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let the heart to hallelujah, let our hearts be filled, oh God, right now by your implanted word, oh God, that we may be able to receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word as it go forth, that we may apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we love you. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Lord, we come believe, but Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name in your blessing that you will bless us and those in our family and loved ones, oh God, and all that have come to know and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And when you hallelujah multiply, that you will multiply, oh God, as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore. Amen. Hallelujah. If one could count it. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. Father God, many are dealing with sicknesses in their body, oh God, but we know you to be a healer. So we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, and let healing spring forth in our bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we may be healed, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, your miracle anointing, oh God, that healing will come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let it, oh Lord, remove, oh God, hallelujah, any way of the enemy that we cannot receive, oh God, let it be removed that we can receive on today our healing. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, Lord, bless our bread and water and take sickness away from our lives. Lord, bless our food and protect us from illnesses. Lord, bless our eyes and ears, oh God. Lord, let the body that you've created and given us be blessed, amen, for we are fearful and want to be made by you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let all organs be blessed and let every part of our body function the way you intended to function. Lord, let our hearts be with the rhythm of life, oh God. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, our health, and prosperity. Lord, you are Jehovah Shammah. Let your presence give us life and health, amen. Lord, bless the blood, oh God, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless us, oh God, with long life and show us your salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, bless us with strength and let us not be feeble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, bring health and a cure to every area of our lives, and give us the abundance of peace. Oh, Lord, let us be, hallelujah, let us prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Lord, you are the Son of righteousness. Arise over our life with healing in your reins. Let our soul, which is our mind, will be most be healed through your mercy. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround, oh Lord. Turn it all around for our good right now. And we thank you that by faith we can decree and declare turnaround has come. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you that you first loved us. We thank you for your plan, oh God, for us to give us a hope in the future and expect it in. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father God. We put on us right now the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. Hallelujah. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless us all in our going and coming on today. Those of us that will be traveling on today, oh God. Lord, we ask that you go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, and smoothing out every rough patch along the way. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, of those in our family, children of God around the world. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, the place of everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. Hallelujah. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. It answers for us, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We decree and declare that we're blessed, amen, and that we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you for, Lord, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus, children of God, hallelujah, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that rest restoration has come. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We'd like to welcome you out here this Sunday. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We here are the Gospel Public Ministries with Senior Pastors Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning and our minister and our Rastas Minister, Lauren Green. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you, amen. We want to pray for you and pray with you, for we know there's power in agreement. If you would press 1 at this time, hallelujah. If you're online listening on today, we need you to call in, amen. We want to welcome you at 845-277-9213. Amen and amen. Glory to the Most High God. So grateful to be here. Give it our honor, praise, and glory, our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit, we thank you for all that we have and all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you're about to do, Lord. We bless your holy name. This morning, our Sunday service is going to be shortened a little bit. And please forgive us here for Pastor Manning. Work throughout the night, so this wee hours of the morning, and he's resting now. We have a program that we're preparing for, so we have to come off service a bit early today. We're going to have a song selection, and then we're going to have the preach word from our minister, Lauren Green, this morning. So if you'll bear with us here, and again, I do apologize for any inconvenience, but we definitely want to make sure that the word goes forward today. If nothing else, amen. So we're looking forward to hearing what God has placed in the heart and on our minister, amen, today that we can receive in the name of Jesus. So stay with us. We have a song selection, and we'll be right back to preach word. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
glory. I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you, Lord.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
As we go forth on today, we just thank God right now for the opportunity to receive on today as we prepare ourselves to receive the message on today from Minister Lauren Green, a man of the gospel heart, a loving man, a family man, a man that is willing to stand in position for others and pray to go out his ways, hallelujah, to serve, amen. And we just thank God for our minister who's always in position and ready. So we thank God for you. A loving husband, son, brother, amen, hallelujah, uncle and friend. God bless you. God keep you. I present to you Minister Lauren Green. God bless you, Minister Lauren.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank you, Pastor Dominica Manning, for that warm introduction. And this is just a little psalm. This is just a reminder on this morning. We're going to be coming from the 34th number of Psalms, Psalms 34.
Amen.
Psalm 34. In that eighth verse, in the eighth verse says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Psalms was written between 1440 B.C. and 586 B.C. It was written approximately between those times. And it was saying that David wrote 73 Psalms, Asaph wrote 12, the sons of Korah, wrote 9, Solomon wrote 2, Hermon with the sons of Korn, Ethan, and Moses each wrote one. And then there was 51 psalms are anonymous. Amen. But we know that these psalms was written to encourage us. A lot of it was songs. Some of it was prayers. But it was written to give us encouragement. Now, this Psalm 34 was written by David. Amen. And it was saying that it was during the time when David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, the king, who drove him away, and he departed. Amen. That's another subject. We're not going to get into that today. But one of the things I want to say before I go into the lesson, if you don't get anything else out of this lesson tomorrow, I want you to know one thing, is that when you got God, you got everything. Everything.
Amen.
When you got God, you got everything. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world,
Amen.
And they that dwell therein. All of it,
yes,
everything
Lord.
Is God's. Amen. Now, we know that Adam forfeited the right and privilege. God had given Adam dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So when Adam sinned, he gave up his privileges, his right of having everything. Amen. Now, Jesus, through Christ, Jesus is the second Adam. Amen. And through Christ, through Jesus, we reclaim, regain, and get back everything that was forfeited. Amen.
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 Yes,
when you think of taste, it's one of the five senses. What would food be like without taste or season? Have you ever ate something that looks good but tastes bad or blah?
Mm-hmm.
We all have had that experience at one time or another. Have you ever dealt with a drama queen or a drama king in the workplace or in customer service that put a bad taste in your mouth? Amen. Or vexed your spirit. Amen. We have all had that experience. But the kind of taste I'm talking about today is a taste that will not let you down or leave you hanging, and that is Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you taste of this, amen, you will not be disappointed. I want to back up a little bit here. It's nothing like a real good meal. Amen. When you have you ever had a good brisket and had some potatoes and some salad and some other sides, and then after you have the meal, you have dessert. Amen. You might have some peach cobbler or some chocolate cake or sweet potato pie, or whatever it is, and it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had somebody be cooking and they say, taste this, it's good, and then you take a taste? That is what this subject is, take a taste. And then you taste it and you say, oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to tell you today is that if you can just taste of God, Jesus is the bread of life.
Jesus.
Amen. In him is life. In Jesus, there's joy. In Jesus, there's healing. There's healing in his wing. Amen.
Yes,
Let me back up a little bit. It says, if you go up back up to verse, I can't see the number. This is verse 6. And it said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. You know, the Bible says that a broken heart and a contrite spirit he will not despise. In other words, if you are broken because something has happened or a swift transition in your life where you was in one situation and you got into another situation back to back and you're broken, amen, and you don't know why this is happening, God will not hold that against you because we are human and we feel things. Amen. Jesus, at all points, was tempted just like we are, but he did not sin. What I want to tell you today is take a taste. Take a taste.
My Lord.
God promises great blessings to his people.
Amen.
But many of these blessings require an active participation. He will free us from fear, deliver us from trouble, guard us, show us kindness, supply our needs, listen when we talk to him, and redeem us. But we must do our part. We can't appropriate his blessings when we seek him, cry out to him. Trust him. Fear him. That means to reverence. Keep from lying. Amen. Turn from sin. Do good. And seek peace. Lord. Have humble hearts. And serve him.
Amen.
Taste and see does not mean check out God's credentials. Instead, it is a warm invitation. Try this. Amen. If you've tried everything else, I want to tell you today to try Jesus.
Amen.
I know you, and you will like it. Amen. This is what God is saying. I know you will like it. When we take the first step of obedience and following God, we cannot help but discovering that he is good and kind. When we begin the Christian life, our knowledge of God is partial and incomplete. As we trust him daily, we experience how good he is. Amen. How many times have God have brought you out? Amen. You cannot count over the years. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Amen. Yeah. Sometimes we even sometimes fall short, but I want you to know today is that all have sinned. It comes short of the glory of God, but in Christ is eternal life.
Amen.
So go through Jesus. Amen. Spend time with him. Talk to him. Reverence him. Love him. The Bible says in Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 6th verse, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What do you hunger for today? Do you have a thirst or a hunger for the word of God? Or do you hunger and thirst other things? One of the things I want to encourage you on today is that sometimes life can be hard and it seems like that cup that you have is bitter. But I want to tell you today is that Jesus got the sweetener.
Amen.
I know we got some coffee drinkers in the house. When you let that coffee sit and it sit for like 4 or 5 hours, it turns bitter. But when you put the cream and the sugar in there, that sweetens it up so you can take it down. I want you to know is that in those hard places of life and when life seems like it's hard and you're in that hard place, I want you to know that God got the sweetener. Amen. Sometimes you have to sing a song while you're in a dry land. Amen. Sometimes you can be in a dry spot. But Psalms 1, it was saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. His
yes,
praise
Lord.
Shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen.
I want you to know today is that God is good. And I know you sometimes you might wonder, why am I going through this? I would say over half of what you go through is not for you. God allows you to go through half of what you go through so that you can be able to minister to somebody. Everybody is going to have a broke day or a hungry day or a day of lack. If you've never experienced any of these things, you can't tell nobody. You know how they feel. Amen. If you've never been sick, you can't tell nobody that God is a healer. You can tell them, but I'm talking about being able to relate to them. If you've been sick or been in a hospital and then God brought you out, you're able to really tell somebody that God is a healer. You're able to tell them that God is a deliverer. If you ever never been lonely or if you never had that midnight experience where God has woke you up in the middle of the night so you can pray until the morning. I don't know if you've ever experienced it, but I've experienced it a few times. But God will have you up in the middle of the night. I want you to know that he's a God that will be there in the midnight hour. Oh,
Amen.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. God will complete you. The key thing is to put God first. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct their paths. God will direct your path. God will give you wisdom. God is not limited in resources. God got some saved doctors, some saved nurses. God got some Christians in every profession. So God is able to get those resources to you. And even if a person is not saved, I've had situations where I was at the car dealership and the car dealer said, I don't know why I want to help you, but I'm going to help you. That was God. The Bible says that the hand of the king is in the heart of the Lord. I want to encourage you on this morning. Take a taste. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I want you to know today as I get ready to approach the close, if you don't get anything else out of this message, I want to tell you that God is good. I heard somebody say that he's like Campbell's soup. He's good. The more time you spend with God, the more time you want to spend with him.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you hunger for today? What do you thirst for today? I want to tell you to taste and see. Try Jesus. Amen. I'm done.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word that has been forth on today. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. And his mercy endures forever from generation to generation. It doesn't stop right here with mother and father, grandmother and grandfather. It continues. Amen. It's a continuation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, Minister Lauren Green. We thank God for you. We pray on today that every virtue that left your body, may God restore you to overflowing, that you have even more to give even after this. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we bless you. That God be the glory. Amen and amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. The doors of the church are open. If there be one on today, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you decide, you know what? I want to dedicate my life to Christ. I want to surrender all over right now. That be you, press one. If you've been led astray or you've gotten away from God and you went a different direction, say, I want to come back. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. If that be you on today, press one. If you're in need of prayer, we know
if there's power and agreement, amen. The Bible tells us, well, there's two or more gathered, and it's ain't touching and agreeing there. He said, I'll be in the midst. That's you on today. Press one. You want to touch and agree with you in prayer. If you're looking for a church home, amen, you say, you know what? This is where I want to be. Amen. I'm able to receive. For me and Pastor Manny, we want to disciple you. Amen. We want to help you. Amen. Bring you to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's you. Press one on today. Let us pray, Heavenly Father. We just want to say thank you, oh God, for all that you've done, oh God, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, oh God. For we know and, oh God, we receive on today, oh God. And we taste and see, and oh God, that you are good, walking by faith and not by sight, oh God. Testifying your goodness in the land of the living. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we need to find ever your presence. We thank you, oh God, that you that goes before us, oh God, preparing the way. We thank you, oh God, that you that encamp your warring angels around us to protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, that every need is met, oh God. We thank you for your hedge of protection. We thank you that you love us like you do, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to Satan. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that has redeemed us from the curse of the law, sin, and death. And we thank you for it all. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the sake of time on today, we're going to go right to our benediction. And I'll close us out right now by releasing the pastor's blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, Minister Warren Green, and Apostle, I am Apostle Tawanika Manion, Pastor Dorothy Manion, Senior Pastor. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be encouraged and encouragement for others. Amen. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you into joy, peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you, hallelujah, to increase in words. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I hate that we have to run out so quickly here this morning, but we thank God for the word that went forth. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. If you're here in Houston, Texas, we will be out at the Midtown Arts Center on today at 5 o'clock. The showtime starts for the hit stage comedy play, Sweet Sugary's Cafe and Lounge. Those of y'all that will be attending, we will see you there this evening as we're preparing right now to be able to deliver, amen, the message in that show, love and forgiveness, amen, joy and laughter. Hallelujah. So come on out and enjoy a good time with good comedy productions. Amen. Let us close out here. Lord, we thank you. Now may the God of peace who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the church do say amen and amen. God bless you all. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a blessed week in the Lord until we meet again. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice. give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Then nobody there to put me out.